Blog Talk Radio.
I'm still practicing on this Blog Talk Radio setup and my new schedule. Those of you who have been following my show, my new schedule is weeknights, every night, every weeknight, 10 p.m. Central Time. We're going to be doing this 30 minutes at a time, 30 minutes every night with some dialogue. We'll have interviews. We're going to have different conversations with people about issues that we all want to talk about. And on top of things, I can also take calls. So if you're listening and you want to call in and voice your opinion, you can call in at 347-637-1055. 347-637-1055. And that's my call-in line. If you want to talk, you want to get on the air, you want to vent about a few things, and depending on how far you want to go, I'll let you go a long way. But I may ask you some questions, and I'm looking forward to any callers that want to call in tonight. Tonight's program, let me give you a rundown of what we're going to talk about. We've only got 30 minutes, so it's not, we can't get too in-depth. I don't have any interviews tonight, but I do want to talk. There's a lot of things going on in the news about Muslims, and I want to talk about Muslims and Islam and terrorism. Of course, those are all good topics to discuss. I was visiting with a police officer here in Texas yesterday, and we had some interesting conversations about illegal immigration, and we're going to talk about that too. Also, the presidential election underway. We've got to talk about these Republican candidates. They're, you know, Donald Trump, now he's boycotting Fox News. To me, that's about as dumb a move as you could make. And we're going to talk about the F-bomb Trump story. So if you haven't heard, Donald Trump is dropping F-bombs left and right in Vegas. And Politico's got an article about it, and we're going to kind of get into that a little bit. And that's probably going to be all the time we'll have for tonight, but that's okay because we do have tomorrow night and the night after that. So let's get this thing kicked off here. You know, everyone's talking about what Ben Carson, the comment Ben Carson made about a Muslim president. They're talking about just in general the CARE, the group that supports everything Muslim and basically positions or tries to position Islam as a religion of peace, and they apologize for all the things that the bad Muslims do, but they try to convince us all that all Muslims are good, peaceful people. But we know different. We know better. We're not buying into their propaganda that they're pushing. We know that the terrorists that are causing problems all around the world, they're Muslims. We know that these young punks that are coming in and trying to impose their laws or their way of life on us, slapping girls around, and I even saw a video of some little Muslim kids beating on a girl, beat her up, knocked her out. Of course, we already know what they're doing to their own people. They're not even accepted in their own Muslim nations. They don't want to have anything to do with these animals. And here you have our president, Barack Obama, talking about bringing them over here. We don't want them over here. See, what the president is trying to do, this is like, I read someone else say this, I read this somewhere else, that this is probably what he meant by fundamentally transforming America. I mean, we already see the racism has escalated to heights that we haven't seen in decades. You know, it seemed really, before Barack Obama, it seemed like race relations were doing pretty good in America. We didn't have we didn't appear to have the problems that we have today. And you have a president who is an appeaser, and he has an agenda. And every opportunity he gets, he uses his bully pulpit, his platform, to push his agenda. And his agenda is to divide the country. He wants us to fail. You know, it's funny, people say, well, how can you say that? How can you say that? He loves this country. He doesn't love this country. He does not love this country, not like you and I do. He's had a plan to bring us down to size, teach us a few lessons, make us feel ashamed for the way that we've acted in the past. You know, the colonialist United States of America, etc., British Empire, you know. According to President Obama, all we really are evil capitalists who prey on the American people. And so, I guess in his mind, bringing in a bunch of savage Muslim so-called refugees and dispersing them across the country is how to solve our problems. Let me tell you, all he's doing, and I think it's by design, he wants there to be a holy war. He wants the American people to be so mad that we do something and we act on our impulses. You say, well, what are our impulses? Who says that we have impulses? Trust me. I know that American people, patriots, aren't going to stand and watch their country go down the drain. We're not going to sit around and let people try to impose Sharia law. I'm not going to let them have the rallies and, you know, cause all the chaos. There will be people who take action into their own hands. And that's what Obama wants. He has to create this environment because, you know, I haven't forgotten. He wants to implement a police force that he can control. And he wonders why people keep comparing him to Adolf Hitler. He wonders why. And the liberals get so upset and offended that people compare him to Adolf Hitler. Well, when you start to do things in a way that are reminiscent of what Adolf Hitler did, it's only logical to come to that conclusion. It's the last most heinous thing that happened, the Holocaust. And we've all watched a gazillion films on it. And we all know how he came to power. And we all know that Germany was in chaos, that the people were hungry, they were starving, that the economy was in shambles. And their government was split. And he knew that in order for him to obtain the power, that he had to have the muscle. He had to have the threat, the force, that could back up whatever he said he wanted to do, what needed to be done. You know, he had to surround himself with people who were willing to break the law, who were willing to kill for his agenda. And yeah, maybe I'm jumping to conclusions, or maybe I'm not, or maybe it's just a logical conclusion. He said it. I didn't put the words in his mouth. He's the one who's been thinking about it, creating this police force that is outside of the control of the regular police forces. He wants to create a civilian police force. Well, you might as well put brown shirts on them, because, I mean, they're going to be loyal. They want to. He wants their loyalty. He wants them to do things that are maybe not kosher with the regular police. I don't know. Why do we even need that? But I'll tell you, if he implements martial law because chaos is broken loose, because American citizens are starting to wipe out Muslims randomly, because they're sick of watching them destroy our country, tear us down, burn our flag. Yeah, we're gonna take these things pretty seriously, and maybe in those other countries where they have been so successful at wiping out everyone, you know, those places where none of the civilian population were armed, they didn't have bullets, weapons, they couldn't defend themselves. We don't have that problem here. I read an email that was basically a letter. Some people would call it a threat. Others would call it a promise. These Muslim extremists are the most dangerous thing that we face right now in this country. They're already here among us. They're already here. Yeah, Obama could ship in a whole lot more and give them strength. But they're already here. They've been here for decades, waiting for the right moment. You go up to Michigan. I've never been up to Michigan. But from what I hear, it's like a different country in some parts of Michigan. The country was founded on the principles of Christianity and Judaism, not Islam. And when Ben Carson talked about he could not see a Muslim being president of the United States, I 100% agree with him. There's not a Muslim in this country who I would trust to uphold the Constitution over holding their allegiance to their Muslim faith and their Muslim clerics who have a different agenda for this country. I'm sorry, they're ruined in my book. They haven't been vocal enough speaking against the terrorists. They're just silent. They're just, you know, they're all just happy. You know, they don't want to do anything to upset anybody. They're just trying to exist. No. If you're going to exist and be quiet while all this goes on, then the way I see it, you're guilty. You're guilty. And I don't see anywhere on the news of groups or rallies of Muslims who are gathering in anger at their fellow Muslim terrorists, calling them out. They're not doing it. So it makes me think they're all on the same side. That's why I'm saying, and that's why Ben Carson said, that we can't have it. It goes against everything that we believe in. They say death to America. Death to America. Death to you and me, my family, your children. They'd love to bomb your children at their school. Oh, they'd love it. They'd love to blow up some other building. They'd love to just start massacring. They'd love to walk through a mall with machetes and just start hacking people. They would love it. And hopefully the media shows up so they could start yelling Allah Akbar at the top of their lungs and just take all the glory, so-called glory. Yeah, people in this country, people in America, mark my words, there's plenty of people here who are not going to stand for this sort of activity. Not going to happen. Too many retired veterans who have been over there and seen it with their own eyes. They've seen the carnage. They know the enemy. They know the evil that exists within that group of people. And they're gonna act. I'm not saying that they need to act. I'm not encouraging them to act. I'm just saying I know these people. And any so-called peaceful Muslim living in this country, you're more than welcome to call this number, 347-637-1055. 347-637-1055. I'm on every night, weeknight, 10 o'clock. We've got 30 minutes every night. You're more than welcome to call in and talk about how bad your terrorist Muslim brothers are being. I have a feeling that it'll just be crickets. I have a feeling no one's going to stand against them. They're not going to go against each other. I haven't heard it. So I stand with Ben Carson on that position. And I'm glad he has the courage to say what was on his mind and back it up with substance. And look, he's going up in the polls. And while Donald Trump hasn't sunken in the polls yet, it's coming. His surge has definitely dwindled. And so now he's got to blame somebody for that. Because the Donald, well, he can't be, you know, he can't be going backwards. He has to be rising because the whole world loves Donald Trump. Right. Right. So Donald Trump is dropping F-bombs in Las Vegas. I don't even know what to think about this. I mean, to me, I try not to cuss. I try not to. I certainly don't do it in public. And if I were somehow to let something squeak out in the public, it would be a really short word, certainly not an F-bomb. When you use those types of words, I've always been taught that when you use those words, it means that you're not intelligent enough to come up with other words suitable to replace that word. It means that you don't care about the children. You don't care about being a role model. You don't care about anything. You don't care about values. You talk about conservative values. I promise you, all of you Trump supporters, all of you Trump supporters talk about values and how he represents your values. What do you say now? Is it okay? Is it okay to go around and just start dropping F-bombs all over the place? Is that what we want in our president? Is that seriously? I mean, it's time for you guys to start reconsidering. I mean, I know you like him because he speaks boldly and everything. But he's got that's a bad character flaw. Is he going to cuss out diplomats from other countries? See, he's done it, and essentially he's gotten away with it. Someone who has morals to begin with, for example, Marco Rubio or Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina, these people wouldn't be caught dead saying something like that. They would be ashamed to be associated with anyone doing something like that. And they would be attacked by the media. Every night, every day, constantly, until they were forced to drop out of the race. But no, not Donald Trump. He's immoral to begin with. So it doesn't make a difference. It's like liberals. Liberals don't attack other liberals for being liberal. You know, it's just who they are. You know, they're not going to apologize for cussing. We just cuss. That's what we do. Well, that's not what we do on the conservative side of the aisle. That's not what we do in the Republican Party. We say we're about family values. We try to represent ourselves to be about family values. And Donald Trump, he's blown it in my book multiple times. If you're still hanging on to him, you're desperate. You're desperate. You're no different than that Obama supporter followed him. For what reason? Because he was black? Because he was different? Because he was cool? Because he was young? Because he had a swagger? Because he had a nice smile? Huh. No different. All right, folks, we've got just a couple minutes left in our program. 30 minutes goes by really fast, really fast. The one thing I wanted to talk about was immigration. Every chance I get, I want to talk about this. So like I said, I was talking to a police officer yesterday over dinner. And I asked him, what are the main issues that you deal with when you deal with illegal immigrants? And, you know, how often do you deal with them? He goes, I deal with them all the time. All the time. Every other day I'm dealing with an illegal immigrant. And what is it that, where's the holdup? How are your hands tied? He says, well, we can't do anything. We can't do anything. We can't ask them any questions. We can't really go anywhere. We've got to turn them over to ICE. Well, if, you know, they can't do any. To me, our whole system is backwards. We talk about profiling and how profiling is supposedly bad. To me, profiling is just using common sense. It'd be like taking our Muslim problem and saying, you know, common sense tells me that we've had problems with Muslims and terrorism for quite some time. And if I'm going to go look for a terrorist, or if I'm trying to find a terrorist, odds are they're probably going to look like a Muslim. Now, is that profiling, or is that just using common sense? We can't even use common sense anymore. And that's stupid. We are stupid for allowing the government to control us like that. They're making us more unsafe, and our congressmen are doing nothing about it. They're partying down in D.C. They're hanging out with constituents and going to fundraisers. They're giving speeches, et cetera, flying all over the country. Put them in office to do certain things. We weren't asking for much. Only to do what they promised that they would do. And they let us down. They told us, if you put us in office, at least we can defund Obamacare. That's a joke. I feel so stupid for believing them. I bet you feel stupid too. I bet your congressman probably told you that he's gonna go to Washington and, you know, the House, the Congress controls the purse strings. And unless we approve it in the budget, it's not going to happen. Guess what, folks? It's happening. Now they're saying they're going to repeal it. Do you believe them? Do you believe the blowhards? That's what I call them. They're blowhards. Throwing out the red meat, trying to lure you in, trying to get you on their side. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. When I get there, it's going to be like this. Really? Well, that's what they said last time. And where are we now? I think people are tired. You know, 2010, there was a big surge. 2012, there was another big surge. What's happening now? What should we expect? I don't know what the congressional approval rating is, but I can't imagine that it's doing very, very well. I couldn't imagine the American people feeling as if our representatives are doing what we're asking them to do. I would say failure on many parts, and I'm pissed off. So that's my cuss word for the night, if you want to call it that. It's not like Donald Trump dropping F-bombs, but hey, all you Trump supporters, you guys stick with them. Stick with them to the end, and guess where I think you're going to be when it's all said and done with. I think you'll be on the outside. I think people won't take you serious anymore. Well, I've got the voice in my headphones telling me that I've got 60 seconds left. So, like I said, every night, every weeknight, 10 p.m., 30 minutes, I'm just going to hit it hard. You're more than welcome to call in. Phone number is 347-637-1055. We didn't have any calls tonight, but that doesn't mean we won't have any tomorrow. Probably didn't have time to take any calls tonight, actually, but that's okay. It all works out. Find me on Facebook, The Duke Machado Show, and follow me on Twitter at DukeMachado1. I do appreciate you tuning in, and we're out of here.